WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Many of our childhood fantasies were inspired by the films of Walt Disney. Songs from some of those films have been given a new twist on an album called Stay Awake. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
Whistle while you work.
The music that appeared in the Walt Disney movies of the 40s, 50s, and 60s occupies a unique place in American popular music. Songs like Hi-Ho from Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, When You Wish Upon a Star from Pinocchio. They're not exactly standards, or if they are, they're novelty tune standards, inseparable from the movies in which they appeared. But Stay Awake, the new collection of Disney songs overseen by producer Hal Wilner, does rip those compositions from their original contexts and puts them into unexpected mouths. Here, for example, is Hi-Ho, as sung, to use a very loose definition of that word, by Tom Waits. I played that one to startle you. It's probably the most radical reinterpretation of a Disney song ever. Before you heard it, the title of that tune probably summoned up the colorful image of the seven cartoon dwarfs hoisting pickaxes over their backs and bumbling off to work in a coal mine. Tom Waits, however, sings that song as if he was trapped at the bottom of that coal mine, with the black dust collecting in his lungs. By contrast, there's a version of a song from Dumbo, Baby Mine, that stays a bit closer to its original arrangement. It's sung by Bonnie Raitt, who is backed by the band called Was Not Was.
From your head to your toes, you're not much, goodness knows. But you're so precious to me, cute as can be,
baby of mine.
I think it's a measure of Bonnie Raitt's gorgeous vocal that song, which in the movie is a lullaby sung to Dumbo by his mother, becomes a much more ravishing piece of music, a kind of sensuous blues. Producer Hal Wilner is doing something more here than creating a novelty record with intellectual pretensions. On his earlier projects, Wilner invited odd assortments of musicians to record versions of music written by composers as various as Thelonious Monk, Kurt Vile, and Nino Rota. The quality of these records is, of course, wildly uneven, but what they all share is Wilner's notion of manipulating your memory, of disrupting your familiarity with music you thought you knew. No matter what you think of Wilner's premise, he's gotten some striking results. For example, there will be few moments in 1988 pop music, I think, more beautiful than Aaron Neville's version of all things, the Mickey Mouse Club theme.
Through the years, we'll all be friends, wherever we may be. Ooh. M-I-C.
Oh, we're gonna see you real soon. Oh, we're gonna see you real soon.
K-E-Y.
Why? Why? Because we love you.
Oh, because we love you. Oh, because we love you. Yeah. Oh, you. And
there's a fair amount of stuff on Stay Awake that puts me to sleep. Buster Poindexter sings Castle in Spain from Babes in Toyland as if he's too busy winking at the campiness of it all to actually emote. Suzanne Vega's version of Stay Awake from the movie Mary Poppins is a solemn a cappella drag. There are also jazzy versions of three Disney songs by guitarist Bill Frisell and keyboardist Wayne Horvitz. As much as I admire them in other circumstances, their fractured interpretations are curiously predictable here once you tune into their hip, abstract wavelength. Then, too, some of the unevenness of this album isn't the fault of the musicians. You have to remember that most of these songs are semi-standards by accident, hackwork verses and choruses composed to fill up time in a movie. But of course, sometimes the very mediocrity of a piece of music can be liberating, even inspiring to an interpreter. This is very true of Harry Nilsson's witty yet passionate reading of Zippity Doo-Dah from Song of the South.
Yeah, plenty of sunshine. Heading
is not a record to buy for your five-year-old to introduce the child to the joys of Walt Disney movie music. It's a baby boom curiosity, a good example of the way postmodern pop can accommodate absolutely anything.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer.
When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are. Eyes will come to you if your heart.
That's Ringo singing, and this is Fresh Air.